You'll do anything for a day off, won't you?
Should have pulled it at the beginning of practice, though. Missed more than two plays.
What happened? All up in there, yeah.
I just got the knee rolled up and went inside for more of a cautionary thing than anything, just to make sure everything was fine. And just kind of a minor little ding more than anything, but should be back in a couple days.
Could hear you scream, though. I mean, yeah, were you concerned?
Well, when you got 700 pounds falling on your leg, you're pretty concerned, but once I got up, I knew it wasn't too bad.
So is everything fine, Joe? Everything check out?
Yeah. I mean, it's just more or less a bump and a bruise that is typical of every training camp. So a couple days off and should be back, ready to go.
What happened to Alex last year? What went through your head?
Sorry, what was that?
After what happened with Alex last
year,
what went through your head?
Well, it's one of those things when you get rolled up, it just happens so quick you don't really think of anything until you have a chance to kind of give a self-assessment and make sure everything's still pieced together appropriately. And by the time I got up, I've been hurt enough to know when you're really hurt and when you're okay. And I knew pretty quick I was okay.
Joe, is there would this change the schedule? Do you need to even play in the four preseason games? And as a precaution, might you readjust that schedule?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I've got enough confidence in myself. I don't feel like I have to play, but I like to play. I want to go out there and be with my line mates and be out there helping Josh and doing everything I can, because I think if I'm healthy, it's only fair to those guys to be out there giving my best, because I think I'm one of the better linemen on our group and one of the best five that can help the guys around us play as well as they need to play, because there's plenty of guys that are always fighting for a job, and to me, you always want the ones out there together if you can.
So do you think you'll play Thursday night?
I'm not sure. We haven't had that conversation, but if it was a game that mattered, I'd be there. But as a preseason game, I guess it's to be determined still.
Hey, Joe, have you had other scares like this before?
It's just about every year you get rolled up, but it's not always that the media and the fans are at practice where they can diagnose everything. And a lot of times stuff like that will happen in a game. You'll come to the sideline and say, hey, it feels okay, and the trainer's like, all right, well, if you can play the rest of the game, great, and then we'll look at it after the game. And then you've got two or three days to kind of decide how bad it is. But it's just in training camp. It's kind of an immediate analysis because of the amount of coverage that training camp practices get.
Joe, when Cal Ripken had his famous consecutive inning streak, it became like a burden to him.
Uh-huh.
Is that streak of never missing a snap that important, that it pressures you to keep playing through things?
I don't think it's more important to me than just the pride that I have of being out there with my line mates and doing what I can to try to help my team win. So that's really the pressure that I feel, not necessarily any individual streak.
Is it important enough, though, that you might be a little more cautious in preseason to make sure you're...
I wouldn't say that, because I think I'm already cautious in preseason. I think everyone is. That's more established. They kind of know when the real money is made during the season.
Joe, how good do you think this offensive line is?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got a historical look at it since you've been here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're making progress. I think we can be really good. I don't think we're there yet. I think it's too early in training camp to say, but certainly I think we've got the pieces. We've got a nice mix of veteran guys that have been around a long time and younger guys that bring energy, and I think we can be a good line. I don't see any weaknesses, but it's a matter of going out and performing and continuing to improve and mesh through training camp.
Joe, it's year nine for you. Is it still as fun for you as it all? I'm sure training camp isn't, but
It's fun in a different way. There's fun in training camp when you look hard. And as a rookie, you find fun in different things, but as a veteran, those things change. So the enjoyment that I get now, more than anything in training camp, is helping teach and coach the young guys, specifically Cam Irving and Mike Bowie. That's what's fun to me, because you can give them a tip on a Tuesday and they can come out Wednesday and look vastly better and improved. And you can tell them maybe something that a lot of people wouldn't think about, or maybe a coach doesn't have time to discuss the minute detail of one thing, And to be able to share that wisdom is the enjoyment I get in training.
Yeah. Penton said in camp, before camp that he wants to find out what the identity of his offense is in training camp. Do we know anything yet? We know that you want to run the ball.
Yeah. We don't know anything yet. We definitely need some more live situations. Training camp practices are great, but it's all broken down into individual drills. And, you know, you line up there and it's run period and everything's scripted for the defense and the offense and you're just running into each other. You need some real football to be able to determine if we're going to be good or not at any certain thing.
What are your early impressions?
What are your early impressions of Hartline? Seems to, you know, comes in here. He's never made the playoffs either. And he seems to have a bit of an urgency about him. And is that with you guys too, or just with us?
I've enjoyed having Brian. Anytime you bring a kid that's from Ohio that grew up a Browns fan, I think they've got a little bit more urgency of turning this thing around. And you can see how important it is to Brian from the first day that he got here.
Joe, how did they determine yesterday that you didn't need the MRI? I mean, my goodness, you're Joe Thomas. I think that they would want to do something like that.
Well, it always really comes down to the player if they want it. And I've had three MCL tears in my career, and so I know the severity of what it feels like and how it happens. And, you know, I've had two high ankle sprains, so you kind of know your body after a while. And then when they look at it and they see there's not swelling and, you know, there's minimal pain and you can do certain exercises, that's kind of how they determine. And then it's up to the player. If the player says they want an MRI, they'll get it. But if there's not a lot of concern, then a lot of times you can just say, I'm fine.
How do you play through all that?
You just suck it up.
You're that out there. I mean, a lot of guys, they would miss significant time with those type of injuries. How have you played through that?
I would say the great part about being a lineman is you need to be quick and fast, but you don't need to be that quick and fast. So if you lose a little bit because you're hurt, it doesn't hurt you that bad. You can make it up with technique.
Joe, when you have a scare like that and you talk about the stuff you pushed through before, do you reflect on kind of how special it is to be in every game of your career and to play every snap?
You know, I try not to waste too much time reflecting on things yet. I figured hopefully I'll have enough time when I'm retired to reflect on my career and what has or has not happened.
Were those three MCL tears all as a Cleveland Brown, or did they go back to Wisconsin?
In Cleveland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did they happen?
During the season.
And yet you're a daytime Pro Bowler still? How did you pull that off?
You know, the great part about the MCL is it heals itself. You don't need surgery unless it's really bad. So,
all those and the high ankles were here too?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking NFL career.
Yeah, and you know, I'd say my caveat is it's not like Alex Mack when he gets a high ankle and has to have surgery or stuff like that. It's, you know, varying degrees and severities. But as long as it's not over that threshold of too bad where you really have to do surgery or significant rehab and rest, for the most part, you can kind of just tape it up and move on.
And just to clarify, since we don't see practice during the regular season, have you ever left a practice because of an injury as a Brown?
I couldn't remember. I'm not sure. It's infrequent if it has happened, but I can't remember.
Certainly not in training camp.
No.
We've been watching.
No, I don't. Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Joe, do you like the idea? Next week you guys are going up to Buffalo. Do you like the idea of doing this? There have been a lot of... Seems like there's a lot of hostilities recently.
Yeah,
these teams going against each other.
Yeah. Well, I'd expect the same thing when we go up there. I'd be shocked if there weren't more than a few fights, because you get guys in training camp who fight their own teammates because it's really competitive and tempers get roaring and the temperature's hot and it's your job is on the line. And, you know, people are always pushing that line in practice. And then when it's another team, it's even another level.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Are guys more willing to throw a cheap shot or something, a punch?
Well, no doubt, because it's not your teammate.
Right.
I mean, it'll be interesting. I've never practiced against another team. I know some guys have, and coaches like it because the level does get ramped up. As long as it happens the right way, it needs to be smart.
And for you guys, I mean, with your offensive line against their defensive front, that's a really good defensive front.
Yeah, it'll be a good battle. There's two groups that have a lot of pride. Our offensive line has a lot of pride. We think we're pretty good. And their defensive line proved it last year. They're probably the best, if not one of the best, defensive lines in the NFL. So when you put two groups together like that, nobody wants to lose, and somebody has to lose in any drill and practice. So.
So do you want to practice against another team, or would you guys prefer just kind of?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to hold my comment on that because I've never done it before. I know there's good and bad. It'll certainly break up training camp, and that's the thing that people cite most often is, oh, this is great because we'll break up the monotony of hitting the same guy all the time. And so I guess, okay, we'll see.
So not to dwell on these injuries, but let's be honest about it. You've had plenty of reason to sit. It's not like in a lot of those seasons where you're fighting for a playoff spot in December. Why would you choose to play through those?
Well, I think there's a pride factor. And I think my just mentality growing up is not that you'd be quitting, but if I can go, I'm going to go because I've never quit on anything in my life and certainly wouldn't want to quit on my teammates unless I physically can't. And that's just, I guess, my mindset. And it's never even really been a thought that's gone through my head.
Have you ever felt like you pushed yourself too much?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the line for me would be, are you going to cause significant long-term damage to yourself in some manner? That would be kind of the line I would think that then you'd probably have to say, okay, maybe I should shut it down.
Joe, did you have a similar streak going back to high school, college?
Yeah, I think going back to probably when I started playing football in seventh grade, I've never missed a start, but I did tear my ACL in the bowl game my junior year, so I missed the fourth quarter of that game. But other than that, I'd never had an injury that caused me to miss any time.
Playing defense?
Yeah.
Joe, yesterday, Cam Irving said that he enjoyed getting tips from you. You just said you enjoyed giving tips.
Yeah.
I was wondering what your relationship is like with Cam.
Yeah, him and I have a great relationship. He's a really eager learner, which is important for any rookie. Some rookies you see come in and they act like they know everything and they don't want to hear what you have to say to them. And I try not to be overbearing with my tips, but certainly if I see something that maybe the coaches didn't see or just from my experience as a player, I can give them a little bit of a tip. I enjoy doing that, and I think he's been very receptive to that, which makes it a good two-way street.
And what have you thought of him on the field so far?
He's done a nice job. It's tough as an offensive lineman to be a first-round pick and to be thrown right into the fire, but he's done a good job. He's really versatile. That was one of the reasons we picked him. And he's done a great job, even though he has had to go from center to guard to left tackle, and he's kind of been bounced around.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. Thanks, Joe.